On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and many of you have recently received your thank yous from your boss or bosses. Those mass-generated messages of appreciation to staff are a staple of the modern office. The Financial Times' Lucy Calloway has just devoted her workplace column to this very subject. She joins us now from London. And Lucy, before I say hello, I just really want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for being there for Morning Edition this past year.
Can I say to you, Renee, I'd like to thank you, and more than that, big thank you to all the listeners who have bothered to turn on their radios and are sitting there listening to what I have to say. You're great, you're creative, you're full of energy, and thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Now, why doesn't this give me a warm glow?
Because it's got nothing to do with you at all. That's reason number one. I mean, I this year have received three different thank yous from three different bosses. They've all thanked me for my hard work. But seeing as it doesn't feel personal, it has no oomph whatsoever.
A lot of these speak of the workers caring for the product and the passion that they've put in.
Oh, boy. Passion. I really take exception to being congratulated on my passion. You know, I think passion is something really best kept for the bedroom. And you can like your work very much indeed and be very good at it. But passion, no thank you. So I don't want to be thanked for that at work.
And also, maybe it brings out a little bit of the cynic.
Definitely.
You know, being thanked for their passion when you're thinking, you don't know what
boy.
I do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's a sort of trendiness and the predictability of the things that you're being thanked for. I've been chatting with a friend of mine who works in a really, really big company, US company, in fact, and he has received 7 of them this year. In addition, he's contributed that to himself, he tells me, by doing a mass thank you to his own team.
Oh, great.
So it seems like this great cascade of thanking is going on. And the only good that it does is it makes the guy who is doing the thanking feel that they're doing a good job managing. It doesn't do any good to the people who are being thanked.
Why not?
You know, I've been thanked by these three people and let us suppose I've done a brilliant job and really deserve it. But I'm being thanked in the same breath as all sorts of other people who probably don't deserve it. So, you know, so there's that. That doesn't make me feel good. The other problem is the insincerity of it. I mean, we know what it's like being a manager. It's awful. And you often find the people who you're managing, you don't think have done a particularly great job. You don't think that they've worked terribly hard. And I think that, you know, workers are pretty good at teasing out insincerity, and when they hear it, they don't like it.
Now, all that said, wouldn't people be upset if they didn't get a thank you, especially at the end of the year? And for the CEO or for the senior manager or the boss, what are they to do?
Yeah, and you do have to feel sorry for them. I mean, they are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Because if you're in a company and you're used to every year you get more and more thank yous, and then suppose next year nothing, then you think, oh, great, you know, they're not even going to say thank you. So it never made you feel good at the time, but to withdraw it would be a disaster. So it's one of those ridiculous things. I guess we're stuck with it, and maybe we just have to roll our eyes and say, oh, it's thank you time of year again.
So what would be a thank you that people could enjoy at least a little bit?
Yeah, stick to what's actually happened in the business that year. Keep the mass thank you as sincere as possible and as short as possible.
And Lucy, thank you very much. And thank you not just for this conversation, but for the humor and insight I know that you'll bring to this program in this challenging year to come.
Thank you back.
Lucy Calloway writes the workplace column for the Financial Times as she spoke to us from London.